Last time on Tasi Leola, Tasi revealed to her sister Michelle that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Michelle reminded her that another woman from their church, Tupu, has just returned from being treated off-island for cancer and that they should talk with her. We now join Tasi and Michelle at Tupu's home one day later.
Hello, Tupu.
Hi, Michelle. I'm back here in the kitchen. Come on in.
Hi, Tupu. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My friend Amma's here visiting. We're just having tea. Please sit down and join us.
You remember my sister Tasi?
I saw you in church last Sunday.
Auntie told me that you were back on island. How was your trip?
Oh, it was a long time to be away. But I'm glad to be back with my family and friends. You know that I had gone away because I had cancer, right?
Yes, I remember we prayed for you at church. What kind of cancer did you have and how did you find out you had it?
For years, I had been going to the after-hours clinic at Tafuna Health Center for my ladies' exam. So one year, the nurse found something different and sent me to LBJ to have a mammogram done. The doctor saw a big lump in the x-ray and made me have a biopsy. He said it was cancer and I had to go off island to get treatment. And now I'm a cancer survivor like my friend Amma here.
So you didn't wait? You were so sure of what you needed to do?
Oh, no. I pray a lot, and I cried a lot, and I talked with my husband about all this. Together, we decided we needed more answers, so we went back to the hospital and asked the doctor what our options were. And then I looked for people who were through this already. I remember Amma had survived her breast cancer from years ago, so we met and had a long talk.
So you reached out to other people for support, and you found the answers you needed?
Well, there is so much more information about cancer today than when I was diagnosed. And there are more cancer survivors. We know today that cancer is not a curse or a death sentence. Tupu and I were very blessed to have a strong support system of friends and family.
Is this why you called me yesterday?
Well, actually, she called for me. I haven't talked about this with anyone since I found out days ago because I just feel weird saying the words, I have breast cancer. I am a wife and a mother and I take care of my family. They shouldn't be burdened with taking care of me.
This is your life. Your husband and kids are probably worried that you aren't taking care of yourself. So whether you talk with them or not, they will be worried because they love you. My children were relieved to know what was going on and be able to help me prepare for my treatments off-island. Amma's children were younger. Her family came together to take care of them when she had to leave.
But I have my sewing business, and it helps pay for things. If I'm off-island, I can't work, and my family will suffer.
Tasi, if you don't take care of this cancer, you won't be around to take care of your family. Remember what happened to Sina?
Well, I'm scared too. I wasn't listening good when the doctor told me about this diagnosis. And I don't want to look stupid when I go back there and ask all these questions.
There are no stupid questions. Every person goes through this experience differently. You need to know what your options are, how you can treat this cancer, so you can make a decision and move on.
Thank you for sharing your experiences and helping me to understand that I'm not alone and I can't sit around and wait for this cancer to just go away.
Ever since that doctor's appointment, we haven't talked about this cancer at all.
I spent the afternoon with Michelle. She took me to see Tupu. You remember that lady we prayed for last year? She had cancer and just came back. I met her friend Ama too. She's a cancer survivor from a long time ago. So here I am spending an afternoon with two ladies who had cancer and survived it. I tell you, honey, what a day.
You seem to be feeling a little happier today, less worried. But I'm glad you were able to talk with somebody about it.
Well, the lady suggested that we go back to the doctors and find out what we need to do next. I can't let this thing hold me back any longer. I've got you to think about, our children, and our family's future.
You're right. We should share this with the girls.
Tewila and Pua, come outside, girls, please. We need to have a talk.
Will Tassie have to go off-island for treatment? What decisions will they have to make as a family? Find out on the next episode of Tassie Leola.
Characters in Tassie Leola are fictional. Any use of real names is coincidental and purely unintentional. Tassie Leola is a project of the American Samoa Community Cancer Coalition, administered through the American Samoa Comprehensive Cancer Control Program and funded through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.